This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, you can always get information on the show at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll, but you can actually get involved in the conversation. Live chat room going on up there as well. You can catch the show a million ways a Sunday. Yeah, some of you might not be old enough to know what that actually means. Whatever. And seriously, if you know, as many of you know, Facebook has pulled our other page down, and there are ways to find us there. I'm sure you can figure it out. But if not, we do the live streaming on our website as well as some other places. But you can check it out the website, therealside.com/watch, therealside.com/watch. If you want to be notified by text messaging that we're going live, we're going on, that kind of thing, then send an email, text message to TRS@55222. Right, so you text TRS to 55222. You know, I could really screw that up, but I'm not. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're going to deal with, you know, when it comes to the war on religion, the war on Christians, and we'll talk a little bit about President Trump, whether he lied or not. Whether he was lying, whether he lied, whatever you want to use, whatever makes you feel good. And it's just amazing that he did not tell any lies last night. But we'll deal with that on the road, further down the road here. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join us in the second hour. I know you guys always enjoy him. But some of the stuff, you know, I mean, this shock and awe from these idiots that are out there that are supposed to be watching over us. New York Governor Cuomo says he won't sign a state budget bill unless it's a provision to expand abortion, not limit it. Right? Think about this. Cuomo, a Democrat, promised to add abortion protection to the state constitution and vowed to reject a budget that doesn't include expanding abortion across access while speaking at a Barnard College in New York City. You know, here's the sad thing about this. You guys know, I beat this up 100 times a Sunday. And I keep telling you, we're going further and further down the toilet flush hole. You know what I'm saying? And it's almost like when it comes to abortion rights, it's so sacred that you can't say anything about it. Anything negative about it in any way, they want to take you on and take you out. Cuomo says that we've led the way on women's rights like no other state, which is why New York should never have. You do away with the Electoral College, and pretty much New York and California would be the only two states. Let that sink in. New York and California would be the only two states that decide who's your president. Abortion is legal up to 24 weeks of pregnancy in the state. Even that's too many weeks. Most civilized countries in Europe don't allow anything up to 22 weeks. Doctors now say they can keep a baby alive at 19 weeks. Many have survived outside the womb at 19 weeks. Cuomo seeks to pass the Reproductive Health Act, which is such a farce. It's not reproductive health when you stop the reproductive system from doing what it was intended to do, what Mother Nature slash God intended it to do. It'll provide exceptions for circumstances where a woman's health is at risk or where a baby would be born with a fatal fetal abnormality. The legislation also seeks to allow nurse practitioners, physicians, assistants, and qualified health care professionals to provide abortions. So you'd be able to go down to your corner drugstore, and if they have a practitioner or a physician's assistant or whatever, not only can you get your, aspirin, but you can get an abortion as well. This is sad. This is just sad. This is sad at every level. The governor is also looking to pass a bill requiring insurance companies to provide free contraceptive care, which has already been beat down by the Supreme Court. You cannot force. Think about the terminologies that government is using these days. They call us fascists on the right. But think about the conversation that they're having. They're going to force you to take insurance. They're going to force insurance companies to give to provide free contraceptive care. They're going to force bakers and photographers, Christian bakers, Christian photographers to shoot gay weddings. The government is forcing us to do all kinds of things. Isn't that wonderful? Funny, because our founding fathers came here to get away from government forcing them to do things. Cuomo vowed on Monday not to sign a state budget unless both bills are included. He also demanded that the bill's provisions be codified in the state constitution. So they want to become a state that now has abortion in its constitution. Isn't that wonderful? Hillary Clinton spoke at the same event. She said, "Advancing the rights of women and girls is a great unfinished business for the 21st century. It continues to be the fight of our lifetime." She doesn't mean that. That's not what it means. I'm sorry. In my humble opinion, and I've written about this, so I'm not afraid to say it, they should just have one line in there. Women get to play God. They get to decide whether that baby lives or dies. Not right. And it wasn't what the original opinion was about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Pastor David Hagel joining me after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do, and it's one of the few places you can actually see the show streaming. Facebook did it to us again, but you know what? I am done with them. I am done. We'll clean it up, and we'll say, I am done shoveling sand against the tide. It's just not going to work anymore, and there's plenty of ways to get a hold of the show. plenty of ways to listen, and I do appreciate your time with me. Let me bring on one of my favorites, Pastor David Haig. He's a pastor of a large church in northern Los Angeles County. Always love his sensible approach to not only the secular side of the world, but the spiritual side of the world as well. Pastor David, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe. I love you and your audience.
Thank you. Always good. Always solid when I talk with you. I appreciate it. All right. I don't know if you can. I like this saying. You don't have to get on board with me. I don't know if you can smoke enough crack to have any of this stuff make sense. All right? Let's start off with, we have many on what we call the left side of the aisle that want to ban devout Christians from holding office. Now, we had this once. We actually had some states actually had laws that stopped Catholics from being seated in elected positions because they felt like they had two bosses, two gods, whatever. They had the country and the Pope to answer to. But now what we have is we have Senator Kamala Harris of California, and they are worried, she and a few others, a Democrat, I think her name is Mazie Hirono from Hawaii, and a few others on that side, are worried that any kind of judicial nominee, any kind of court nominee that has ties to the Catholic Church, ties to the Knights of Columbus, well, there might be a problem with them, and we really shouldn't consider them because of their religious foundation in a judge kind of position. This sounds 180 degrees from what our founding fathers had in mind. What say you?
Absolutely. I do think, though, I think at least on Senator Harris's part, this is any publicity is good publicity. We all know she has desires to run for a bigger office, national office. And, you know, I think there's no way that this sticks in the American mind, especially since that the Knights of Columbus are a charitable organization. They give away hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. I'm not a member of the Roman Catholic side, but I know that they are good people. I think what's really behind this, it used to be, I remember when I was young and John Kennedy was running for president, mm-hmm. there were a number of people in my faith community who were saying, oh, he's a Catholic. And you're right. It was all about, is he going to have more allegiance to the Pope than to the country, which goes all the way back, you know, to the, you know, the 1500s when the Pope and the Holy Roman Empire, you know, they ran things. Now it's different, though. Now I don't think it's so much about the Vatican as it is about the moral standard that the Roman Catholic Church still takes with regard to abortion. And so what they're really going after is somebody's moral stand. And I love the response of the judges who were saying, look, I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm a man of morality, but I'm a jurist and I don't allow bias in any of my decisions. I do it according to the law. And I do think Harris and the other lady are just trying to make a name for themselves with women voters by opposing anybody who would even begin to oppose abortion.
Yeah, my angst with this, too, though, is when you hear these people on talk shows in other places, I don't believe that everybody's sitting, and I talked about this the other night, I don't believe that everybody sitting in a talk show or sitting in a talk show audience is left only, as we refer to them. I believe that there's conservatives. I believe that there's people on the right there as well trying to listen. I'm amazed, though, when some of these talk shows talk about these issues, talk about a woman's right to choose. I just went off on Cuomo because he called it reproductive health. I said, let's call it what it is, because reproductive health would denote that you're helping the reproductive system work properly. When you stop it from what it's supposed to doing, it's no longer reproductive health. But when you hear those people in the audience cheer these kind of things on, it sends a really dark, cold chill up my spine. It's scary. It's just flat-out scary, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think if we trace this whole movement, it started with the understanding there's really no absolute truth. Okay?
Right.
The Bible, religion has said this fetus is a beating heart, is a living human being, made in the image of God. Well, if you want to kill something that is inconvenient in your life, you first have to change the definition of it. So then they move to this is a non-viable tissue mass. So when you call it a mass, it sounds more like a tumor. And then it becomes something that you can get rid of. So as soon as you do away with the truth of what something really is, you no longer have to respect it. If you no longer have to respect it, then you're free to do with it as you please. And then you throw in the big ending is, and if you don't respect my view of what is inside a woman, then you are dangerous. You're the intolerant one. You are the one who's trying to cram your truth, which we know isn't right, down our throats. And so they turn the Christian, or the even not just Christians, but people who are pro-life, regardless of religious affiliation, they turn them into reproductive terrorists, that we're the ones who are trying to enter into your body and tell you what you have to do. And quite frankly, that plays really well in a almost exclusively libertarian society in which we live now, where rules are bad, freedom is good, only it's freedom from any restriction.
Yeah, and again, it seems to be that more and more people are jumping on that bandwagon. But partially, I think, personal opinion, is I think that they don't want to be looked down upon, or they don't want to look upon to be judgmental. But from a biblical standpoint, you know, quickly, we're supposed to judge what is good and what is bad, are we not?
Well, yeah, it just so happens I've been reading the Old Testament prophet of Jeremiah, and over and over and over, if you know anything about that book, God is telling Jeremiah to tell the people of Judah, the southern kingdom in Jerusalem, that basically there's nothing that they can do to keep him from bringing Babylon in as his spanking spoon, so to speak. And over and over and over it says, here's the reason. They now call evil good. That which is evil they call good. And it just struck me as I was reading that in America, at least in the media covered world, so I don't know that it's true necessarily in my neighborhood right here in my cul-de-sac, but we're calling evil good. We're going to pay the price.
Yeah, I am constantly, you know my personality. I read this stuff and it's like somebody hits me in the back of the head with a baseball bat. I can't even think. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more of this craziness. You need to hear about it. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our last lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up. because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, bye-bye, nothing else works, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Some messed up white people.
Hey man, I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Hey, yeah. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, if you want a text message, if you want a text announcement, because We're being banned all over the place. So the easiest way to get you to the show is for me to send you some information. Love the response we're getting so far. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. That'll put you on the list to be able to get notices. I do not make you crazy. I don't even do it every night. I'll do it every couple of nights to remind you when the show's coming on and that kind of thing. And I'm telling you, it just makes life a lot easier. Social media is working against people like us. Social media is working to make sure that we don't get our message out, no matter what it is. And, you know, well, let me hit on this in a second. Let me bring on Pastor David Hague is joining me. I always enjoy when he's on the show with me. He is just, you know, he just makes it easy to understand, right? And he lays it out. He's not afraid to talk about politics, social issues, and other things. And I really appreciate that about him. Pastor Hague, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure, Joe.
You're also the author of Hague Thought, right? It's your blog with some of your writings and such, and you can check out your books there and so on, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, right. HagueThought.com.
That's I know it's hard to do self-promotion, but if people want to learn about you and they want to learn a lot about what you got going on, that's the best place to go. You know, we're talking about how the social media outlets, and whether it's Facebook and Twitter and what have you, I mean, think about something. They have banned Franklin Graham. And I want you to really think about it. The only reason they banned him was because of his stance on gay marriage or his belief, not even his stance, his biblical belief about gay marriage, his biblical belief when it comes to the, you know, the bathroom bill kind of thing. And here they are telling him that he can't believe this way. When you think about all the other beliefs that are posted up online. And here's a man who runs around and preaches nothing about love, nothing but love and acceptance and how Christ will accept you, Christ will love you, and he gets banned because of his belief. It's amazing.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I used to be able to post from my website to Facebook, and suddenly that stopped. I'm no longer able to do that. I don't know if it's a software thing or if they decided that my columns, calling people to, you know, to assess whether or not God is real and why he should be thought of as, you know, the creator and Lord. But for some reason, the last few things I've tried to post from my blog to the do the Facebook ad and work. You know, here's the thing about Facebook. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a for-profit place, and they have a standard. And once you've run afoul of their ideology, it's like, to me, it reminds me of a restaurant who says, we have the right not to serve you if you're not wearing shoes. So they've just upped that to now. It's not just that you might be contaminating the place because you've got bare feet, but now you might contaminate the world with good ideas, or at least with ideas that have some merit and have historically for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, Dennis Prager talks about this all the time. So do you, Joe, that we are, the thought police are real. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to curtail and contain any opinion that opposes the one they think is right. And then they say they're the tolerant ones, and that's laughable.
If they actually would look up fascism, if they would actually look up what it stands for, what it is, and they believed it. They believe it. Not just look it up, but they look it up and believe it. They would find out it's actually them that are doing this kind of thing. So it's.
But this is an elitist viewpoint, though. The elitist form of government always has thought, look, we're smarter than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this to them for their own good. If these evangelicals, these pro-life people, you know, these people who believe there's really only two genders and it's defined by your DNA, they don't realize how wrong they are, how hurtful they are, so we're going to help them. And if they won't believe us that they're wrong, we're at least going to protect the rest of society from them. And that's where we're headed, and we're already there in many ways. And, you know, quite frankly, that's why I'm so involved in grassroots, in meeting with people one-on-one, because their lives are falling apart. Because guess what? Facebook can't help you when your wife wants to leave you, or when your son, you know, says he no longer loves you and is a drug addict. But they come to me and to our church, and we give them hope and we give them help. And one by one, they begin to understand that the stuff they've been believing about morality, well, it's baloney.
Yeah, you know, I can't find a Facebook page about, you know, my kid's stuck on drugs and my wife wants to leave. I mean, it's some of the craziness that I read online is, and I don't want to make fun of anybody, so I won't even mention some of those things, but some of those movements that they have, you know, basically that if it feels good to me, if it feels right to me and I like it, then it is the right thing to do. And I'm thinking, holy Jesus, I can't believe. So anything goes. It's the anything goes movement.
Well,
and it's just amazing.
You know, I teach at university and I'm somewhat of an academic. And it used to be that to get something published, you had to do your research. You had to, you know, it had to be peer reviewed. You were going to make statements of fact. The publisher wanted to make sure that what you were saying was true and that others agreed that it was true. With the advent of social media, now anybody can be published. Anybody can start a website. Anybody can have a blog. Anybody can be on Facebook or Instagram. Anybody can tweet. And unfortunately, a large percentage of the people in our society can't tell the difference between personal radical opinion masquerading as academic fact and that which is actually true. They just open up their mouths and they swallow it, and you become addicted to it. And then you've got FOMO, fear of missing out, which means, man, I've got to be on Facebook all the time. I've got to be checking this and Instagram because I would hate to miss something super exciting. Become addicted to their own adrenaline, but not to wisdom and not to discernment. And that's why all these things that we're talking about tonight are happening. We're just not a very discerning people.
You don't have to agree, and you don't even have to comment if you want to. This is totally up to you. But one of my mantras this year, starting off the new year, is I blame our upbringing as to what's going on in society. I blame parents for what they allow their kids to do or not do. You know, I look at churches. I remember growing up being younger, and some of the younger parents saying, well, I'm going to allow my kids to decide whether they're going to go to church or not. I'm going to allow my kids to decide whether they believe in God or not. You know, going down all these things. And now you see this come into fruition, and we wonder why that these kids are confused. They don't have any real solid moral values, no real solid foundations. And I love it when I sit with some of the people my age and they go, what happened? I said, we happened. And the collective we didn't teach our kids. We didn't, force our kids into doing certain things to teach them a foundation. Do you agree at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I would put it this way. We stopped parenting.
Yes.
And became friends.
Perfect.
And then once we became friends with our kids, we became afraid of our kids that they might do something wrong. And then we became with panderers. We give them everything they are. Just, look, don't get pregnant. Don't get anybody else pregnant. Don't do drugs. Just get out of high school. Get into college and get your own life. And once we, my sister told me, I just want to see my niece or her daughter. My goal is to get her through to high school without being pregnant. And I just thought, how ridiculous that is. But I think there's a backlash. I think there's a lot of younger parents now who are realizing they were raised without standards. And I, at least in our church and in my sphere of influence, I see a lot of young parents who are making the right decisions. Moms who are staying at home, giving up their careers to be able to be daily with their kids, to walk them to school, to help out in the classroom. Dads who are working really hard to make sure that their families have what they need, that they can go on a vacation, that they can do things together. They're limiting screen time. All of these things in pockets, some places. That's a good sign. But you're right. It starts in the home.
Yeah, and we have to be willing to support them, too. A lot of us older folks, we need to be willing to support them as well. And I told you, I've had some conversations with some older, but younger men who want to be men, who already have families, who are trying to figure it out and try to work through it. And I've actually had conversations with small groups of young ladies too. The foundation of having a family, the foundation of being the male, foundation of being the mother, if you would. And I was telling you about a young lady who said that the thing that turns her off mostly about church and older folks is she's expected to be married, have kids, and all this other stuff. I go, wait a minute, who taught you that? I have two girls. I'm happy they have careers. I'm happy they went to school. They're having families. Now, there's no specific order this has to be in, but yes, the family is at the nucleus, is at the center of everything, and now you have to wait, because I talk too much, to the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. David Hague, Pastor David Hague's with me. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
I'm telling you, every time they play this bumper music, I'm waiting for Annette Funicello to walk through the door, you know, in her bikini and beach ball. And who's that guy? Who's that guy with the surfboard? What's his name? Frankie Avalon. There you go. And some of you have no clues of what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. But I don't want to keep him waiting. I always have a good conversation with me. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a large church in North Los Angeles County. Also, he's the author of the Haig Thought blog, HaigThought.com. He's written several books as well. Head over there, check him out, check out his writings, and I think you'll very much appreciate what he has to say. Pastor, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you spent with me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe.
Okay, let's get deep for a second here, okay?
Okay.
I had a talk with another Christian friend of mine. I had a long lunch with him today because he's having some issues with society and things going on, and should we throw our hands up and quit? And I said, you know what? You're now seeing a majorly fight between good and evil. I now believe that with, you know, what's going on and what's going on in society and what we're more and more accepting and where young people are at, you're seeing the true delineated fight between good and evil, and we need to hold strong. What do you say?
No, I absolutely do. I just think the way we hold strong, we have to be the kind of people that people will look at and say, okay, wait a minute, I may disagree with some of their opinions, but I can't disagree with their life. And so as a Christ follower, I see my opportunity with my neighbors, with the people I work out with at the gym. We have a fairly large church. And I see it almost like they say all politics is local. I think all ethical change, I think all moral change, I think all standing boldly for the truth begins locally, because it's not what we say anymore. It's what we say plus how we model it.
Yep.
And the biggest drawback in any campaign is when the person who is saying something isn't modeling it, whether it's nationally, whether it's a Christian thing, whether it's a political thing, whatever, or whether it's a sports thing. So I think it is. It's always been a battle. Yeah, truth has always been in the minority, started in the Garden of Eden. So we've always understood that we have to stand for the truth, but it's just as important to live out the truth we stand for.
Yeah, and some of my Christian friends and brothers and sisters that say, you know, you've got to love on people, you can't make them feel bad about their lifestyles. I was like, look, nobody's telling you to walk up to anybody and stick your finger in their face. That's not what this is all about. As you just alluded to, you live your life. You're going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But you live your life the best you can. You give the glory. And, you know, you mentioned it during the break. I have no problem about you talking about it now, you know, during the football game. And we said, you know, if more of our people, if more Christian brothers and sisters would give the glory where it belongs, would be open about it, and not what I call spiritually hooky, but actually be open about it, you'd see our young people changing. You'd see our young people looking more towards heaven, wouldn't you?
Well, I totally agree with you, and I take it one step further to say, we're not going to go up to somebody and say, hey, your lifestyle is abhorrent and you need to change. What we need to be able to say is, you know, you've made certain decisions, you have certain beliefs, but you and I both know that it doesn't satisfy you. In my business as a pastor, I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of meeting with families who have wayward kids. And the bottom line is, I always look at them, and if they're honest, I just ask them, I say, you know, how is this working for you? Are you joyful? Are you satisfied? Does your life have purpose? Do you have grounding? Do you have great relationships? I got to tell you, and you know, I'm going to go religious on you. Apart from an abiding faith that God exists, that he's made me for a purpose, and that purpose is to glorify him through my life, to live out his truth, to rest in his promises. Apart from that, well, Augustine said it best. He said, you have made us for yourself, and we are restless until we find our rest in thee. And I just look around, and I say, with all of the social media and everything that people are addicted to, emotionally and socially, we are one of the most dissatisfied societies ever. We don't have purpose. We don't have joy. We don't have grounding. And so my message isn't your political views and your social views are wrong. My message is, your political views and your social views and everything else, they're not getting you the life you want. They're not getting the life you were made to enjoy by the one who created you. I can help you. It's deeper than how you vote. It's deeper than what you believe about, you know, economics or whatever. It's what does your soul long for, and where's the only place you can find it? And I'm convinced that's in Jesus Christ.
You know, and you know I agree with you 100%. In talking with these young men, and even the young ladies a while back, and I don't want to spend 3 hours on abortion. That's not my point here. But I said to them, when you're voting, when you're doing politics, what's your moral compass? What do you use? Because you can't separate them. These people are making laws that will affect you in some way, shape, manner, or form. As I talked about earlier about Governor Cuomo won't sign a bill or he won't sign the budget law. Unless there's something in there for extended abortion rights or what he calls reproductive health rights. But I said to him, I'm in my older age here, as the years have gone on, the last 2 years or so especially, my first thing is I look at these candidates, where do you stand on life? That's what I want to know. I want to know, will you protect life at both ends of the spectrum? You know, we talk about these euthanasia laws that they're looking at on a regular basis now. And then on the front end of it, Where do you stand on life? Because the rest of it falls in line after that. And I got to tell you, even when my Christian friends get mad at me for using that as a premise to make my decisions. What do you think?
Well, I think behind the whole idea of abortion and these rights really lies a very deep-seated selfishness. The reason people want to get rid of their babies in the womb is because those children are looked upon as being an inconvenience. And we have become a society that is driven not by commitment to rights, to things that are absolutely right, undiluted rightness. We are addicted to undiluted self-interest. And if our self-interest goes against some moral standard that's lasted since the beginning of time, we will choose self-interest. That's why you have a lack of respect for authority. Police officers come to mind. Judges, teachers, talk to anybody who's in education, especially in the public school systems, and they'll tell you that the kids have absolutely no respect for their teachers, largely. Why? Well, we've decided that what I feel is best is actually more important than what society has for years said is right. And that's the outcome of that is abortion. The outcome of that is what's going on with crime. The outcome of that is what's going on with this gender dysphoria thing. You know, I want to be a woman even though my DNA says I'm a man. Well, guess what? You have to bow to my self-interest. And if you don't use the right pronoun to me, you're in trouble. I mean, these kinds of things all go back to this. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, and the serpent said, look, if you do this, if you break God's law, it's not going to be bad for you. It's going to be better for you. You're going to be like God, and you're going to know good and evil. And guess what? He was partially right. They ate of it, and now they knew what evil was, and it forced them to hide from the very God who made them for his glory.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's I tell people all the time, when you have, in most cases, not all cases, but when I'm talking to somebody about Christ, when I'm talking to somebody about God and my relationship and why I think they're having issues, I don't walk up to just start talking to somebody about this stuff. But I'm sharing this with you. If you're honest with yourself, you have to understand I'm coming from a perspective or a position of love. I see you're having issues. I see you're not happy. You don't look joyous. This is what gives me joy. As Trump said, and I hate to use him as the line, you've been trying this all your life and it hasn't worked. Why don't you try this?
No. But I'd like to talk to people about the four biggest questions in life. Who am I? Where did I come from? Why am I here? And where am I going? And I would say largely, apart from some understanding of theism, of an unmoved mover, which I believe is the God of the Bible, where it all started, you can't answer those questions. The liberals say, who am I? Well, I'm just the end result of a bunch of chemical processes, physical processes, and when I die, it's like turning off a computer. Oh. Well, that means my life, it matters nothing, so I may as well live it for myself. Where did I come from? Well, just a long line of evolutionary goop. So I really have no value. I'm not unique. So once you do away with the fact that an almighty personal God created me in his image for a purpose, and that history is going somewhere, and on the other side, there is a time of accountability and judgment, also of reward. If you get away with that idea of history, you have downsized humanity so that it's no better than a paramecium. And then everything just flows out of that. You can kill it. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
we're in a fight for truth, Joe, and I'm so glad you're on the front lines.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and as are you. You can catch your writings. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
Yeah, Higgsside.com. You can also go on Amazon and just Google my name, David H-E-G-G Higg, and you'll bring up all my books. There's Kindle editions, if they want to know about me, read what I write.
Yep. No, you got to get over there. I love what this man writes. You got to check it out. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Ohio Governor John Kasich vetoes the heartbeat protection bill for children. I mean, sir, how much worse can it get? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.